Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Everyone, this is Kim DeRamo with MindBody TV. Welcome. I am going to be sharing today about how to ignite your light. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I am a conscious physician, highly, highly intuitive, and have been sharing and changed my whole medical practice to center around mind-body medicine and self-healing over the last 10 years. I have seen people really, really be able to create extraordinary things and go beyond what current medical science has thought was possible and what most doctors would believe is possible, because we do have within us the ability to allow this light to come through, feed ourselves, feed and flourish our life. And so many of us have been disconnected. How do we connect back up to that inner ignition and allow it to create in our lives for our body and healing, energy, vitality, for our prosperity and wealth, in our relationships and love and connection with others, and allowing our lives to flourish. And so today I'm going to be sharing, hello everybody who's joining live, and hi everyone who is listening to the recording or the podcast as well. So today I'm going to share about how to ignite your light. What is this ignition that allows us to be more fully alive? And what is that light within us that creates so much prosperity? Hi Kimberly, Alicia, Kate, Janet, Susan. All right, so I love hearing where you're tuning in from and where you're listening from. Hey, Rachel. This is a really, really potent moment. We're at the end of the year, which is always has its own potency. And this is the end of a decade. So we're entering into the 20s. There's a whole new energy with this decade that's coming in and with this year that's coming in. And as I've spoken about in the last several weeks in MindBody TV, you'll feel it. Like, even if you're not really empathic and sensitive and awake, you'll feel it in some way, like, oh my gosh, my life's falling apart, or my husband left me, I lost my job, some catastrophic thing that seems, you know, like this is the end of my world. Or, depending on where you're experiencing your life from, you may really see that this is the biggest gift I could have ever imagined. My life's being rearranged, but I'm willing to welcome this because I know what it can be, and I'm ready to receive that, and I'm ready to let something new happen. So when we're really, really got a lot of filters of the mind and not as connected with the heart, it actually can feel like a massive catastrophe and really, really painful. It'll bring up all of the pain that's been unresolved, because you are not going to bring that into 2020. You are not going to bring that, like, buried under the rug stuff into the next decade. It's not a possibility. And so it's going to get flushed out one way or the other. And I have immense compassion for what that's like, because I see a lot of people in my life that are going through this in different levels of awareness, and it's really, really hard. And I've actually begun to appreciate over the last couple decades of my life the times that have been really hard, that have been major, major disappointments or upheavals that felt so devastating and so unthinkably painful, and how I moved through those energies and allowed it to contribute to me and allowed it to assist my awakening, and was willing to keep an open heart, how much that created in my life. And so it was with so much compassion for seeing so many people now in my life who maybe it hadn't completed until now at the end of 2019. And it is really hard and it can be really painful, but it definitely is assisting a huge awakening for all of us. Kate says, it feels like craziness over the last 7 years is all getting wrapped up to me. Yeah, there's a lot of craziness in the last several years that's getting wrapped up, and it will come in the form of some kind of completion. And so how do we get in alignment with what our inner light is creating, what our higher self is creating, what's in store, what's the gift? To listen. And how do we let that ignition, how do we get into that ignition of, yes, this is this is a wonderful thing and begin to experience it as the gift that it really is. So I'm going to talk about something today called Ignite Your Light, which is just a whole new way of doing it. We'll use some breath exercises to assist this ignition. And there's a month-long integration that we'll be doing in January that I'm going to guide people through live. And the information is on drkimd.com/ignite if you'd like to come through that integration with me live. So we'll talk a little bit about that too, and you'll have a taste of what this work is like and start that ignition for yourself right now. Rachel says, I get really scared at the prospect of letting go and inviting in something new. Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that will create fear and pain to a degree that isn't necessary for a lot of people, is that we have this resistance to letting the full expansion of our life really happen. She says, there's opportunities showing themselves, but I have resistance to letting them in. I'm really feeling it at this time of year, and the resistance is loud. Thank you. Okay, so how do we move that? So one of the big keys to ignite your light is the breath. How do we use our breath? A lot of us are breathing unconsciously, breathing into the upper chest. I'm going to take this off. Upper shoulders, neck. There's a lot of tension that gets stored right here. And what this does energetically is it actually blocks the awareness from the heart, from our higher self, from our wisdom, from coming through consciously, so that we could experience like, oh, looks like the shit's hitting the fan, but I can actually see there's something really powerful and beautiful happening for me. I'm going to ride this out and move into fluidity and let this in. And you'll experience that quote unquote catastrophe completely different. For example, many years back, and some of you may know, I had a whole fallout with a relationship that was like, quote unquote, love of my life. I was so just aware, like this is a twin flame relationship and we're going to get married and we had our life together, and the whole thing fell apart. And I was devastated beyond words, like unthinkably devastated. I had been divorced in the past. I had been through really challenging relationships that didn't work out. And then this one was kind of like took the cake. And there is this one moment where I began, and like in my book, The Mind-Body Toolkit, I talk about ask better questions, how that'll immediately entrain your brain and entrain your nervous system to receive different information. And I was devastated beyond belief in unthinkable pain. I remember being in a yoga class and just breathing in the class was like excruciating. And this one day I said to myself, how could this be the best thing that ever happened? How could this be the best thing that could have ever happened? And when I asked that, I immediately had this awareness of the possibilities that were available to me now that this relationship had fallen apart and how much it actually opened for me to receive prosperity and abundance and love to a higher degree than I ever had imagined. And that was not what I was thinking of or even entertaining as I went through this terrible disappointment. But all of a sudden, when I was willing to be in the frequency of that question, how could this be the greatest thing that ever happened for me? I immediately was in that frequency of a higher possibility, which of course is what God created in my life. I would never have the relationship that I have now with that person. There's just no way there was space for all of me to show up. There was no way there was space for me to be who I'm being in my work. There's no way there was space for me to be doing how I'm doing it with my family, with my kids, with my lifestyle, like none of it. But I didn't know that at the time, that I wasn't even making space for me in my life. And so I was willing to receive that gift, but I could feel the frequency, like this really, really exhilarating frequency. That is what is your light. It's already there. It's speaking to you. And when we're breathing and holding a lot of the breath up in the upper chest, the neck, the upper rib cage, the shoulders, we're actually blocking the awareness of that. We're blocking the input from our wisdom, from our heart, from our inner knowing, from our higher self, from coming in and informing us so that we can see. So one of the things that I've developed is a way of breathing to assist the cellular release of old energies. old belief systems that you may not even know you have, old incompletions where like you've been hurt and that's why you've got these walls up and you're like, I'm not letting anybody in. I got to do it this way. Here's my life. I'm good. I got it covered. But then there's an immense amount of energy that goes into keeping those walls up and you're blocking out so much love and prosperity and abundance. You can't continue to sustain it. So how do you complete that old hurt and that old pain to receive that love and that recognition of what you've really been through so that you can release those old sort of like wounds and be in wholeness? So this has everything to do with that. Your cells know exactly how to release that. And for everyone I've worked with chronic illness, chronic pain, chronic fatigue, severe anxiety, depression, you name it, their wisdom does know exactly what's required that they can release or that they can embrace, and in so doing, allow a massive transmutation in their health, their energy, their vitality, their life, their relationships, money, everything. There's an inner part of you that does know exactly what's holding you in that alignment. But you can't just like pound it out of that part. Come on! Enough is enough. We got to do this. It really can only happen through opening to light, through opening to compassion, through opening to self-love. And that is exactly what this breath work in Ignite Your Light is about, is to use this specific way of enlivening the cells, giving yourself what you truly need, and allowing the release of what's been holding you back. Jimbo, hi everybody. Nice to be live here. Hi, Melissa, Peter. Susan says yes to Rachel. I have an opportunity to move into something and I'm resisting it just as you and Kim are saying. Tension in my neck, pressure in my head, and shallow breathing. Yeah, and if you've had those kind of symptoms in like the head and neck, it is always some kind of like discrepancy between what you're holding of like, no, this is who I am. I got to hold it together. This is who I've got to be, and what your heart knows is actually possible. So how do you allow your cells to get that new message and release what they've been told to hold? Because your body is not against you. Your body is your ally. If you tell your body, hold it together, toughen up, tighten up, be, you know, keep going. Every cell is getting that message. Every cell is going to carry that message through. Because your body will always honor you. And your cells are listening. Your cells have unthinkable intelligence. They will listen. Even if you're like, well, I don't remember, or that was only when I was three, and I said, I'll never let anybody in, or I'm never gonna forgive this, or like it could have been a moment. But if it was really charged, meaning like there was emotion behind it, it's like a broadcast message over like a really loud speaker that gets integrated at a really deep cellular level. I'll never be like my mom, or I'll never let this happen to me, or even judgments. Like if you had parents who had certain ideas about money, that, hey, it's bad, you shouldn't have too much. You should be a good person and just give to everyone else and not think of yourself, which is a big download that many of us have had. But if that got embedded, and it could have gotten embedded in a moment, let's say like you hear your parents talking about somebody, they're judging. Oh, well, that's just terrible and that's just so bad and they shouldn't be this way. And your system integrates like, I will never be like that person. And it integrates the whole cellular download about money or about your body, or about sexuality, or men, or fill in the blank with things that are so core to our life and our vitality and our joy. But then we make these little commitments like, well, I will always make sure, sorry about that, I will always make sure that I'm not like that person. I will always make sure that I do it this way to get like the acceptance, because you feel a judgment. And that your cells are listening and they will receive like, yes, amen. Amen. That's what we're doing. And they'll take it. And then years later, you're living your life like, why don't I ever have enough money? Why can't I just receive the love I want? Why can't my body just have fluid health and energy? But then the message is like, no, I'm not allowed to be that happy. I'm not allowed to have everything I want. It can't come easy. I've got to work hard. Well, are you ready at the end of 2019 to let those things go, to let everything go that's been a limitation, known and unknown, in your system? That is the question, and I'd love to hear from you. Are you ready to let everything go, known and unknown, that has been a limitation in your system? Because you can do that. You don't have to consciously know, well, like, okay, on January 19th, when I was 3 years old and my father said this and I made this vow, that's going to be a lot of work. But you can have the awareness of whatever's limiting me in my health, whatever is limiting me in my relationship with men or with women, whatever is limiting me in my experience of my body, whatever is limiting me with my money, known and unknown, wherever this came from, and allow your body to release it for once and for all and for good. So we'll do an exercise here. Melissa says, yes, head and neck. Thermanda says, TMJ too. Yeah, everything in here, all this tension is going to block your ability to access your wisdom fluidly between the head and the heart. So there are electromagnetic signals from the heart that completely inform everything you think. What channel are you on and the frequency of thought? Are you on the, oh, this would be a cool thing, yeah, let's do that, and prosperity and synchronicity and all of the information that could forward your life? Or are you on the protection, doom and gloom, oh, I better make sure I don't do that because this could be a bad thing? Or fear, are you on the fear channel, registering all the fear thoughts? Either way, it's going to show up in your reality as real, and you're going to be right about it. So do you want to be right about the fear and limitation of why I shouldn't open and receive, and I should just keep working hard, and I should just struggle? Or do you want to be on the channel of, here's why I get to easily and effortlessly receive everything my heart desires? So you get to pick. Lena, yes, migraines too. It's all part of what gets anchored into the system. But it's not just the head and neck issues that are anchored into this, these cellular messages. You know, this is everything. And so one of the things we'll do is connect with the heart, allow the space around us of light to expand, and let your cells drink it in. It's easy. It's the way to receive and allow yourself to release the resentment and the pain and the hurt and the fear and all the stuff that's not serving you. But you've got to give the new signal. You've got to give the new signal. Like, this space of love and joy is what I now choose. Because you don't realize how much you've unconsciously chosen lack, fear, limitation. Melissa says, do you find when people step into purpose, pain disappears? Yes. And it's not just a matter of like that choice, okay, I'm going to live on purpose. It's so much deeper. It's not listening to the fear, because you got like the voice of fear over here telling you like, don't do that, be careful. Or, oh, maybe I just have so many limitations I've carried, and that's why, you know, I shouldn't do this, and like doubting ourselves. And then you have the voice of love over here that says, you're beautiful exactly as you are. You can embrace all things with ease. You can allow all this to release. It's okay for you to be in prosperity. It's all here. And those voices will sound really different. And sometimes the voice of fear disguises itself as your higher self or your wisdom. But the voice of your higher self will never speak to you through fear. It will never communicate through doubt, ever. And so it's a very different frequency. Okay, Lena says, do you need to connect with that specific moment? No. Or can the body let it go without knowing the reason? So one of the things, and this is a really core piece in Ho'oponopono, which is one of the pieces I've shared a lot about. Ignite your light, you will go to that depth. If you do decide to join me in January for the live program, you will 100% go to the depth of where these things are integrated. They're cellular. They're cellular memories. They're cellular messages. They have been stored. They've been stored in your body. And we will use the breath to open that up. It's easy. So No, we don't need to like be in the mind and connect with that exact moment, or, oh, I got to feel it. I got to make sure I really feel it. Your body already knows. And so in Ho'oponopono, there's this concept of there's the, you know, the higher self, the conscious self, there's the now self, and there's the subconscious. So it's superconscious, conscious, subconscious. And the subconscious is like the child. And that child, you know, has been hurt, has been abandoned and betrayed, has been fed a lot of misinformation and lies about him or herself or life in general, and kind of whipped into shape like, hey, you know, behave or else you're not going to get the love. That child has withstood a lot of stuff. And that child knows exactly what it's holding, exactly what the resistance is, exactly what it's, you know, nope, I'm not going, and here's why. Exactly why you have chronic pain. Exactly why you don't ever have enough money that you would need. Exactly why nobody loves you enough and people are constantly rejecting you. Whatever it may be, this part of you knows exactly what you're holding and how to let it go. And you don't need to be conscious of that, but what you do need is to beckon that one to open that one. You can't tell the kid like, hey, look, let's make a deal. Fine. You know, like, let's say the kid's scared and is like, oh, I'm just in the closet. You're bad and scary and not safe. And I'm just going to go hide out here, hold it together in survival. And there you're like knocking on the door, like, come on, this is ridiculous. Enough already. Manipulating the kid. Like, come on, we got to do this. It's time. I'm tired of this. Or, try to like rationalize like, okay, fine. I'll give you love. And then you're going to do this thing and let it go. Okay. Like, what the kid needs is unconditional love. And none of those things will be a substitute. And when there's unconditional love, everything opens. That's the nature of this part of you. Your nature is to open and receive and allow all things. And to live in wealth and abundance and fluidity and health and joy. Like, that is your nature. That is your natural state. To receive all that you need to be in the physical body, to be loved and nurtured, beauty around you, comfort, to always have what you need when you need it. We had a meeting with our tax accountants, and I'm like, this is going pretty late. I think I'm going to need to use a room to do my broadcast. Otherwise, I'm going to have to like rush to, you know, rush home, get there, get to the, be late when I'm like driving. Wait a minute. That's not fluid. What would it take for me to have a space? They're like, oh, we've got a perfect space for you. Here you go. So we had our meeting. We completed. It was awesome. I'm across the hall and I've got exactly what I need. So that's my commitment, that I live in ease and joy and I always receive all I need because I value myself and I know the contribution I am, so I'm willing to receive. So this is a big piece of Ignite Your Light, to breathe in a way that ignites that versus what most people are doing is breathing in a way that holds it together. Breathe it in a way that fuels the fear. Breathe it in a way that fuels the walls of protection we've decided we need. So can we beckon the subconscious instead and let the light come into those spaces and places so that there's a total release? All right, Anne says, I had a traumatic head, neck, brain injury and have experienced chronic pain and slower brain function since. Well, sometimes there's a recalibration that needs to happen. There are many people I've worked with pretty severe brain fog, and a lot of them were linked to injuries, head injuries that had happened. And so the thinking was like, oh, I had this head injury. I've got to recover and recover my function and recover my well-being. But actually that wasn't, when I read into their system, what needed to happen at all, nor was it a wrongness that shouldn't have happened. In fact, it was part of their, I don't want to say plan, but part of the orchestration of their awakening, that they would have this head injury happen, that they would have this limitation, that they would reorganize their entire nervous system, recalibrated around a new truth, around a new self. And for all of them that I worked with, privately or in groups, they were able to receive that and allow their system to not just like recover where they were before, but go way beyond what they could, the functionality and awareness they could have had had that injury never happened, had that recalibration never happened, their brain works in a totally different way, and they're able to register higher awareness in ways they never could have before. And yes, regain functionality in the world, but it took a calibration. It wasn't like, just get me back where I was. I got to go back to work. I got to keep going. I got to make sure I make money. I got to make sure I do this. It was like, let's just knock them out of that equation so that you can move into something higher. For all of them, it was a gift. Katie says, so if I lean into my pain, especially from light and noise, instead of resisting, is that a good idea? From light and noise. I see you're irritated by light and noise. No, because like that would just be forcing the pain. Let's feel into this a little bit. Because sometimes we push ourselves like, oh, I just lean into it. I gotta make myself look at that light and just experience that noise. But that's not really nurturing to the self either. So what can you do to embrace where you are? And I want to make a comment too, for those of you who are in the Embracing Health program or thinking of coming into it, the year-long integration live with me, the Ignite Your Light that we're going to do through January live, you have a really, really special rate for that to be invited into that. So if you're in the Embracing Health group, I've posted it in the Facebook group there. And again, the live Ignite Your Light integration is at drkimd.com/ignite if you'd like to receive my assistance through this work. So yeah, it's not necessarily a good idea. So feel what's behind that, Kate. If it's like, I should just force myself to go through this, what would be most loving and nurturing to the self? Like, take care of yourself around the fact that light and noise are irritating you, but look at what's underneath that. And so we'll use the breath in a really beautiful way to allow this. So we'll go a lot deeper in the Ignite Your Light with patterns from even decades and decades and decades ago, patterns from before you came in, which a lot of people aren't quite aware of, like, what are the energies I came in with? But is this a past life? Is this from my lineage? But you can actually clear and release that so your system is no longer anchoring into those consciousnesses of fear, pain, and lack. Releasing perspectives you've had about, like, oh, this one thing happened and, oh, I've got to fix it because that shouldn't have happened. And you're kind of like still back there. You haven't actually embraced it, so you can't move forward. Many, many, many patterns that came up when I first created this, that are all of the main things that keep people sick and stuck and limited and anchored into a lower frequency consciousness and anchored into a world where there's not possibility. And then allowing the breath and the light to come in cellularly to invite something new. And you're consciously choosing this through what we'll do. And we'll do some exercise today too. But you're not doing the work. It's not like, I got to anchor in prosperity. It's just about receiving it and allowing it to integrate. It is your natural state. So there's a lot you're ready to release, and there's no better time to do this than the beginning of the new year. There's all the energies of the 20s that are coming in. They're already here, whether you've accessed them or not. But to go from that space where it's available, but have you accessed it? Can I access prosperity? Integrate this cellularly and let myself live it on all levels of my life. Okay, so we're going to do a breath exercise. Let me look at a couple more comments first. Courtney, yes, I love that. Totally true that injuries and illness are a way to recalibrate. That is so resonating. Okay, Melissa, how does giving unconditional love to others when others continue to hurt us? No. It's good to love from distance with boundaries, right? Oh, I did a whole talk last week about boundaries versus, you know, I got to set boundaries versus I've got to honor myself. It may create something similar, but it's going to create it in a totally different energy. When I choose to honor myself implicitly, I don't need to have a wall or a boundary. I don't need to work at it. I don't need them to know or agree to it. It's my agreement with me. I honor myself implicitly. And even just that cellular communication, it changes the pattern where I'm like subconsciously like, okay, I'll do that. Or yeah, I like this thing, but I really don't. Or I don't know what I want because I'm like focusing my attention so much on what does everybody else need and I should give to others. And this idea, I got to give unconditional love to others and that's how I'll receive what I need. But that's not really true. In fact, we can't be unconditional in our love for others while we betray ourselves. Not a possibility. We can't be unconditional in our love for others while we're judging ourselves and not unconditionally loving ourselves. So really the only space to go is here into our own heart. I honor myself in the equation of my life. And what does that mean? And what does that look like? And so you can reference back to what we talked about last week. Big, significant difference. And it came up a lot last week. People were like, well, I want you to talk about this more. So I just let everybody in and I just do what they want me to do because now I have no boundaries. Wow. Is that the interpretation? Honoring myself means I just let everyone in. Honoring myself means I say yes to everyone. Honoring myself means I don't take the time to walk away. No. So whatever you bought and sold to yourself around that, like if I don't have boundaries, that means I just do what everyone wants and let them in. No, you can walk away. But the point is, I'm going to honor myself. And there's a softness to that. And it's easy to choose. Whereas boundaries and barriers is always blocking. And it will block you from receiving. Molly says, I know I block love from my mom because she's always been very abusive. And I'm scared if I open myself up to receive love from her, I'll also have to open myself to receive abuse from her. And I'll be a powerless victim, but I know I'm blocking myself from receiving. So what if you would no longer be willing to abandon yourself or abuse yourself? You could just receive her 100%. She may yell and scream. She may say you're a bad person. She may, I don't know, what is she going to do? Because if you're willing to receive it unconditionally and honor yourself fully, it will never be a betrayal. It will never be abuse, self-abuse, and there is no real threat. So if someone's like, I've got a knife and I'm coming at you, you're like, you're going to walk away, right? You're going to get safe. You're going to go somewhere else. Maybe you never see them again, but it doesn't mean you can't receive compassion for them or for yourself who's hurting and receive love. It doesn't mean you can't stay open to possibilities in your life. It just means that you honor yourself in the equation of your life. And so this fear, it's going to show you where you have been willing to make yourself wrong. If there's an abuser and whatever they're yelling and screaming and saying is going to trigger where you've been willing to make yourself wrong. If you're no longer willing to make yourself wrong, it really doesn't matter what they say or what they do. And they're going to tell everybody what a bad person you are and that everyone should stay away from you and like these things that the ego self would feel really threatened by. But if you're not willing to make yourself wrong under any circumstances, is there really a threat? The people who see you know that's a lie. And the people who can't see, it doesn't really matter what they think. Okay, so let's take a few deep breaths. Jimbo says, yes, ready to let it all go. Let's do this. So there's power in the breath. So if you relax your shoulders and breathe, fluidly, just relax. The breath will automatically come deeper into your system, down into your belly, even down to your pelvis. So let the belly expand out and let it sink back in on the exhale. So you fill with the inhale. You can close your eyes, unless you're driving, and you can pull over. Relax your body and breathe. Let everything go. Let everything relax. Relax your shoulders. Come into the space of your heart. And you can even put your hands on your heart. And the first piece is an ignition. Connect with love. We'll just do a little mini here. You're going to connect with love. And it could be someone you love, something you love, something you're really excited and looking forward to, a space of appreciation, anything that is an ignition of spark. And just wait until you feel the spark. Sometimes it's just a quick moment. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. Relax your body. And then even feeling joy of something that has happened or might happen or could happen or is going to happen of what does that mean to me? What does that feel like to me? Let yourself actually move into the essence of that now. All really is well, connecting with peace, love, joy, any of that. Let your body receive it. Now allow yourself to see that as light coming through your heart, expanding to the space beyond you. And now we're going to do some big, powerful breaths. do these slowly, especially if you have really high blood pressure or if you have anxiety, and do these gently. We're going to inhale all the way to the max, max, max. Hold it for a second. And then just relax. Now, as you do the relaxation, there's an exhale. Because if you hold that in breath with a little bit of pressure or, you know, holding, there's going to be buildup so that your body's like, and it will just naturally move into the exhale. Now, it does not need to be a lot of pressure. It does not need to be tension. It does not need to be forced. It's just a pause at the top of the inhale. So inhaling fully and then take in a little extra through the mouth or through the nose. And then take in a little extra. And then relax. That's what the breath is going to look like here. Now, when you do the in-breath, bring in light. Fill with light. Fill with that spark and the essence of love, the essence of joy, the essence of it all really is well, the essence of I choose to love and accept myself unconditionally, implicitly, uncompromisingly. I love and accept myself as I am. So breathing that in, and you could see it as light. You may even feel it breathing in. Now we're going to do 10 breaths like this. And then we'll take a pause again. So inhaling. And relax. Inhaling. Breathing in light. Letting that light expand me on your body. Breathing in. 3. Exhale. Now keep going with that. On the exhales, keep going with this. Let your cells know to release everything that's not aligned with this light. Body, you can let it all go. Known and unknown, everything that's been in the way of me living my highest love, my highest wealth, my highest energy, my highest, I love you. I embrace myself. I accept myself. Let it go, cells. I love you, and you can let everything go that we've held. Okay, 2 more. And then just relax. Just breathe normally. Now, 10 relaxed breaths. Keep your eyes closed. With these exhales that will come naturally and fluidly, with the inhales that will come fluidly, just relax your body. It automatically happens. Letting your cells know, body, I am so sorry we've held this. We can let go of everything known and unknown that we are complete with. The ways we haven't received love, appreciation for how beautiful we are, how much we've withstood. We haven't appreciated our own pain and how hurt we've really, really felt in here, how hard it's been. All the ways I told you to suck it up and keep going, and haven't really given you the time to receive that, to receive love, to see how beautiful you are. Keep breathing, letting your body know we can let go of everything we learned, these messages, belief systems about we're inadequate, I'm not enough, I'm not good enough. I need to do more. I need to try more. I need to keep going. I'm not good enough as I am. Everything I've bought and sold to myself around that, let yourself just release that. Release that with each exhale and letting the inhales fuel that release. So there's light coming in. Surrender, love, appreciation. Letting your body know it's okay to let go. All these ways, known and unknown, of everything that's not serving us. And then with that, bringing in the willingness to, I'll stand by you through this recalibration. I know this is a big shift. It doesn't need to be easy and completely painless. It's okay if we move through some discomfort here because we're moving into something new. It's okay if fear comes up a little that, oh, I've repressed it and kept a barrier, that now I really feel the depth of my fear. I will breathe through that with you, body. I'm so sorry I asked you to repress this. We can let this move. I'm willing to have courage. So if with the inhales, letting courage come in. What's needed? Self-nurturance come in. So we must first embrace it energetically in order to let it show up physically as like nurturing food, or so maybe there's a supplement that would really be helpful, or a practitioner, or a relationship where there's something that's ready to complete. You've got to let it complete first energetically. So in the last few deep breaths, releasing anyone or anything that you have held in contempt, resentment, anger, not being willing to honor yourself. So there's anger. Anger is always an indication of where have I betrayed myself. In these last few deep breaths, letting yourself acknowledge that, I'm ready to let this go. I'm ready to let that person off the hook so I can be free. Forgiveness. I'm ready to release this thing I think was wrong so I can be free. And just taking a few more deep breaths. Now, take a few conscious breaths just like we did. Big inhale, let it go. Big inhale, let it go. Big inhale, let it go. Two more. Fueling up the body with light. You might get a little lightheaded. Go easy on yourself. Let it go. Let yourself drink a lot of water. This is just a mini experience. You'll feel maybe lightheaded, but energized and definitely lighter. The main piece here is acknowledging and activating your body's ability to cellularly release this. You must choose it in the energy before it can come to fruition physically, mentally, emotionally, and then in your outer world. We'll go way, way deeper into this and what these energies have been in the Ignite Your Light integration through January. I will personally guide you. And then there's a month where I'll be available to you live to answer questions and assist you with applying this specifically for what feels stuck or what perspectives need to integrate or what questions are coming up. We'll also do a live call in that group to accompany this. So drkimd.com/ignite. You're going to learn a few breathing techniques and tools different from what we just did that ignite this healing ability. It's really, really powerful. It's easy. It's fluid. You can use it throughout the day anytime you want to just enhance this choice to live in abundance, this choice to release whatever is heavy that's been anchoring you to something else so that you access healing, vitality, freedom, joy, wealth. It is here. Are you accessing it? And that's a cellular alignment. Courtney says, I have chronic illness and happened to catch a cold at the end of last week. I haven't been normal people sick in over 3 years. This is good then. I kept thanking my body for its healing and amazing ability to heal, especially while falling asleep. My fever lasted only 2 days, and I only felt cruddy for one day, as opposed to the normal 2 weeks it would typically last. Beautiful. Because we make illness wrong. So it was like we're trained to make it wrong, but it's actually a recalibration in your system that can really, really allow a new alignment. Okay. Hi, Bayari. Lena says, I feel like I'm in chronic pain because I don't know my purpose in life. Okay, you're not in chronic pain because you don't know your purpose in life. You can let this one go. Sweet love. What am I supposed to work with? I keep trying to figure it out, but I'm 29. I still love Nicole. Okay, you're in chronic pain. Feel into this a little, sweet one. I feel like I put my illness and seeking for work purpose together, and now none of them are shifting. Okay, what you're actually invited to move forward with. Life has in store for you. The path is here. It's a much more resilient and fluid path that requires you to love and honor yourself in a way that you've not integrated. Either you've been taught to like suppress yourself sensually, suppress yourself sexually, suppress certain aspects of who you are so that they haven't even occurred to you, like those neural pathways were shut down, so you're not even conscious of like who you are, because who you are slash what your heart's desire slash this is my purpose, quote unquote, it's not about that. It's about what's the essence of me that wasn't even looked at. So if we don't, it's kind of like, you know, there's one thing to abuse someone and there's another thing to neglect. When we neglect, the neural pathways for self-love and self-nurturance aren't even created yet. So we don't even know, like, what do I want? Who am I? It's all like, what does everyone else need? What should I do? Who should I be? Who do they want me to be? How should I be? And so this outer focus. So for you, take the next 10 days to take 10 minutes to breathe into your heart Feel your heart, sense your heart, bring your awareness to your heart, and just ask, who am I? Who am I? Sweet love, I love you. What do you need? As a way of being willing to give to this one inside. It's not about your purpose, quote unquote. It's about your essence. I love you, and be willing through this breath, even though we did it briefly, you can rewind, or if you do want to work with me in that month-long integration, it'll be really, 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 really powerful for you to let this new information come in. Just because the neural pathways weren't established, and it was like because this wasn't nurtured forward from the people around you that they could even really see you and the gifts you bring, it doesn't matter. You can form them now. Your system is completely capable of setting this up to become aware of this spark and this ignition of like, oh, I know who I am, so that it can come out. And yes, your life's purpose, and yes, your relationship, but that's irrelevant. It's like just the expression of you being this is fulfillment enough and light enough to welcome in everything that you need, including like, you know, work that would match it. And I did the previous Ignite Your Light. Will this be similar? What will be included? Great. Yes, it'll be similar. And what's included when you come in, so there's a transmutative breath session that's about an hour and a half, but I think it's only like an hour and 15 to actually do this session. We will do this together live in January. All the dates are on the page. And I'll be there in the group to answer questions, guide you through, you know, whatever is coming up through that. It's a really big opening. Everyone says, like, we want to open to our light. I want to live in total abundance. But it's actually more nurturing to the self to move there gracefully, to move there in stages, to move there in a way that's fluid. And so that's why we're doing this work together, is because a lot can come up. What's going to be most fluid to allow it to integrate? So there's this big integration session. And then you're going to practice that on your own at least two more times during the month, but you could practice it a couple times a week. You could practice it much more often. And then I will be available throughout the entire month. We didn't do this last year in a Facebook group, but I really felt I wanted to do that so that I can answer questions with videos, I can share more information and more content, more breathing tools, guide you through this in more specific ways. So last year we had the question and answer and commenting, and I answered every single person's questions, and I love doing that. But this year it'll be even easier because I'll be able to communicate with you more fluidly. Whoever was involved last year, you're automatically enrolled for this year, so you don't need to re-register. And for this year, if you enroll, you'll be automatically enrolled every time we run this program in the future. And then we'll have a follow-up live call that we'll do toward the end of the month. We'll assist you through a deeper integration. The other stuff that's involved, there was a group follow-up call we did last year, but I shared so much more information in this about using breath for ignition, about moving through energies fluidly, about the spark and how to let that come through. And so you have access to that recording, which was if you just even only had that one thing, that was really, really, really powerful. So I'm super excited to be including that for you. All right. any other questions, Melissa? You're such a blessing in my life. Thank you. Jimbo says, I have serious abandonment trauma from when I was a young adolescent. I had no conscious awareness of this until I was 50. Beautiful. I heard the term abandonment issues, but I didn't connect with it. Yeah, so sometimes the mind can get around this and make it this big hairy monster we got to fight against. We got this issue. I got this abandonment issue. And you can feel the heaviness of that. Like, oh, not that. Whoa, that's heavy. That's big. Doesn't need to be experienced that way. You can move through this. You 100% can very fluidly move into a higher consciousness and a higher experience. He says, after decades of numbing my pain with alcohol and drugs, I finally got the miracle I needed. Beautiful. Heather says, oops. So if you're getting messages that you're not okay for who you are, do you just figure out a way to not receive that message or send it back to them or let it go? Yeah, but if you're not willing to embrace or to buy into it, just embrace it as it is, it will move right through. If you're not willing to buy into it as true, all you got to do is put your hands on your heart, breathe, and just ask, is this true for me? And now if it's not, and you, especially what we'll do with this work, welcoming in light, it's 100% going to release any people around you who are like doing that and give you the doorway to walk through to leave. Whether it's like, I'm going to go get a new job, or I'm going to go get new roommates, or I'm going to go and divorce and get in a new relationship. Like, whatever it actually is that's serving your highest expansion will become available and clear. Because it's one thing to be like, I'm leaving, I'm out of here. But then you're like fighting against it because you just can't get out, or it's your family and you're like, oh, I can't avoid these people. It won't really be available. So the more you embrace, Heather, I love you unconditionally. You are beautiful, and I choose everything that's really aligned for your highest and best. I honor you implicitly. That energetic shift and energetic integration is what will create the choices and possibilities for you to either leave, or they just like get moved to a different place and they don't show up anymore, or people kind of awaken and they just stop treating you like that. All right, and I find my neck tenses up a lot with this intense breathing. So do it differently. Relax your body, and the breath could just look like, so don't max out the inhale, and I'll guide you a little more through in the course, because there's no reason that any tension needs to be involved with this transmutative breath work. It won't help the process. Nancy says, will all the breathing techniques be safe for someone with lung and heart issues? Yes, we've had people with lung and heart issues who were here last year. And there's just at the end where we speed up, because we do something like what we just did, that you want to not do the intense, especially on the, if it's a fast inhale, it can irritate the airway. So you don't need to do it like that. So I've got a video in there to preface a few little tweaks, but throughout I've guided everyone to be honoring their body, and there's no intensity required. Through the transmutative breath session, it's just you're lying down with relaxed breathing. So you're going to want to find a time when you have at least that period of time, like an hour and a half, that no one's going to disturb you. You don't have to do it with us live. You can find and carve out your own time when you do it recorded, and then you'll be able to ask the questions just the same way and receive my assistance. So if our live scheduled time isn't a total match, it's okay. But you do want to do it at a time when you're going to be able to just relax and breathe. And that part is really, really is very gentle. Rachel says, this has been brilliant. I wish you could see how much my life has changed since I found you. Well, I would love to hear about it. All right. The link is drkimd.com/ignite. And that's where you can register if this is resonating for you. I would love to assist you more fully with this journey. We will start in the beginning of January, but you'll have access to all of the content right away when you register. So you can begin with, you know, moving through that, and especially the follow-up call we did, where there were so many great questions asked about this and some really powerful integrations that I brought you through in that call. All right, lots of love. If you're in the MindBody community, I'll be looking if there's questions you have or anything that comes up to address those. All right, everyone. So many blessings as we are completing our 2019. And this is our last broadcast of the year, because we just checked this. Yeah, next week it's on Christmas. I'm going to be taking that week off with my family. And I want to say a special happy holidays and Merry Christmas and love to all of us. It is a really potent time. On the 21st is the winter solstice. It's the longest night. And it is a huge opportunity to move more deeply into stillness. Everything that you do to honor your pain, to embrace what is, to embrace the quote-unquote negativity or the darkness or the pain or the fear, will be really powerfully transmutive. You could use this breath. You could just bring your awareness to your heart, honor what you feel, and breathe. It will really be a huge ignition for you, whether you're joining us for the program or not, to be conscious of the fact that we are ending a year and a decade and an old era and moving into something much lighter. So much love to you, and I honor you for being here, and I look forward to connecting. Yes. All right, everybody. Randy says, I missed the beginning, which you may have already said, but if we were in last year, we'll be automatically added for the live version next month. Yes, you will automatically be added. And if you are registering now, you will automatically have lifetime membership for every time we run this live again to participate with me. So welcome to Ignite Your Life. Thank you, Jimbo. Lots of love, everyone, and happy new year. I will see you in the new year.
You've been listening to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.